devote yourself to public reading of scriptures. And sometimes what you sense in the spirit as scripture is read publicly can be really, really powerful. And as I was reflecting yesterday, probably the most powerful place in the whole universe is when you meet with God in prayer. And I hope you've given due diligence and care to reading the passages set before and after the sessions for Holiday Club. Private reading of scripture, public reading of scripture. Very, very powerful when you sense God at work. And there is a curious test just to give yourself, depending on how you've done with those pre and post Bible readings, will probably indicate in terms of yesterday, in terms of training yourself to be godly, how serious you are about that and how God wants to bless you. There's a balance. Now, servants of the week, Jim and Dot have come to my attention as fantastic children of God, brilliant servants of the Lord and his church. And I picked up yesterday from a younger person who said to me, unasked, or said to someone else who then told me, they really are lovely people. Isn't that great that there's no such thing that goes unnoticed in God's kingdom? Forgive me if I haven't mentioned you and you feel you've worked harder than everyone else. Well, deal with your humility issue, okay? May the Lord have mercy on you, because I certainly haven't got any mercy for you. But Jim and Dot, we love you and give you a wonderful round of applause. Okay, without further ado, let's stand. I might struggle to get through everything today. We'll see how we go. Should be okay, maybe a couple of 3 minutes over. Let's have a moment's quiet. And for you to enter that most powerful of spaces where you and God talk to each other. Never underestimate how much he loves you. So perhaps ask him to do that right now in these moments of stillness. May the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you, upon your prayers. And may the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, freshly enter our hearts and lives for strength, for healing, for love and grace, for Jesus, who is indeed the living word. Amen. One of my often quoted thoughts about the whole business of sharing faith, which is what we're about today, we have faith in God who loves us, and the children in our care were wanting that to be shared with him, is this: my friend built a bridge between their life and mine, and Jesus walked over that bridge. Do you see the link? My friend built a bridge between my life and theirs, and Jesus walked over it. So Holiday Club and the relationship that you have with your children and the parents whom you'll meet over the barbecue is so, so important. And as I've been wandering around, it's those little things that you can build a relationship with the children that you're doing craft with, telling stories with, what you notice about them and the communication. Yeah, I get it. Some of them are right pain in the neck and are complete fruitcakes and you'd be glad to get next week here and get them out of your hair. I get all that, okay? I've had 5 children. I wish I could kill them all. No. I mean, I'm basically broke. You know, my life is gone. You know, what was that about? There you go. No, come on. We love them. And all that relationship in the Word, Jesus Christ, by his Spirit, will walk over. You can't kind of take Jesus and stuff it into them. It just doesn't work like that. You might need to mention his name to them. Hey, do you know what? I love Jesus. How about you? Simple as that. I've read this in the Bible. It means this. It means this for you. have a go. Yeah, the animals, the zoo, the craft, the stickers. Mention Jesus. Talk about the Bible. Just have a go. You never know, with that relationship you've built with them, Jesus will walk over into that young person's life. And the gospel deposit, remember my friend's mother? Seagull. The gospel will implant in them. And when we offer hospitality with the barbecue a little bit later, please go out of your way to have a chat with the children and the parents. It's just kind of completely bonkers, you know, if we have people round for supper or they come round for lunch and say, oh, there's the food, you know, we'll go and chat in the other room. It kind of doesn't work like that. So the idea of the barbecue, there's probably 300-400 people in the vicarage garden. Don't club together, mingle around, okay, and chat. Now, in terms of the sword of the Spirit and God's word for today, you remember there's something that we're meant to be giving to God in terms of service, and there's something we're meant to be receiving from God. The word for today, as you can see on the sheet, is love. That's what we're meant to be giving. And in Timothy and in the pastorals, it's really highly specific. Love is mentioned a couple of times. Paul is aware that God's love has been poured out on him abundantly with grace. It's like the showers of heaven. That's what Paul speaks about. This grace and this love has been abundantly poured out on me. And then, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but of love, self-control and power. God gives those things. And not surprisingly, we're asked to love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength, and love our neighbours as ourselves. But the control or the insight for the pastorals, and sometimes leaders and preachers, you can get that in Bible reading. Something that unlocks the whole passage, the whole epistle, and it's worth thinking about it. It's in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. And it simply says this. So it's at the start of these two wonderful pastorals that we're reading about. Everything that we've been reflected on could be summarized under this. This is the control, this is the theme for the whole letter. The goal of this command is love. In other words, this is why I'm asking you to do these things, Timothy. Well, what are you asking me to do? Well, you've got to read the first six, the six chapters and the other chapters to find out. The goal of this command is love. And not surprisingly, there's a whole list of things that Paul is asking Timothy to do. And the most caring, the most pastoral, the most loving thing that Timothy can do is to frankly sort them out. And the goal of this command is love. Everything in the Bible always has a problem associated with it. And God's love always is sufficient for that problem. He cares for it. He wants it sorted out. And the command, sort this out. This needs addressing, is love. Paul says it comes from a pure heart and sincere faith. He's just underlining it. Well, I watched Matt Damon in Martian the other day and I thought, well, there's a place you could go. That's Matt Damon's on Mars, okay? It's quite a simple plot. He gets stranded there, they've got to get him back. So he's kind of left planet Earth. It's kind of a long way away, about 9 months, I think it is. Not that we've got a spacecraft that can go there. But, I mean, that would be a brilliant place to go, wouldn't it? Away from all the problems. Yep. Yep. Let's get out of here. Leave planet Earth. There's nowhere you can go without a problem. The main problem most people do is avoid the problem. And all that that does is double the trouble. So the most loving, the most caring thing for Timothy to do, and the most brilliant thing that God wants us to do, that we can be loved by him, the goal of this command is love, is sort all these things out. Now in the pastorals it was age, it was worship, it was men and women, it was gossiping. It was just fiddle-flapping around. It was not listening to God's teaching. There's all sorts of problems there that Timothy has to sort out. You can't avoid it. And it's a command that you need to do. Now, I could explain all of those. I mean, the one that kind of might be most pertinent to Holiday Club is Timothy. Paul says to Timothy, don't let anyone look down on you because of your age. So, I mean, Richard Roberts has confided in me this week. He's opened his heart to me and said, Mark, I'm struggling with all sorts of problems in my life. It's all these 90-year-olds. They just keep saying to me, you're just too young. You haven't grown up. You don't know what life is all about. I've got the Zimmer frame. I've got 10 tablets and you're trying to tell me how to live. I'm sure some of you know this. I did a funeral service for a lady who was 117. The oldest person in Tunbridge. It was the front page of the news. Her daughters came into my study crying about the death of their mother. They're on Zimmer frames, older than my granny, frankly. If I had my way, I would close every church that didn't have a child in it. If I had my way, I would let young people run the church. And if older people get on their case, as though you can't do it like that. Don't let anyone look down on you or get on your case because you're young. You're today's church. You're tomorrow's church. The word of God is in your hand. The question is not what do we do with the 117-year-olds in church. The question, frankly, is what do you do with the 17-year-olds in church? My view is, let them have their time. Let them play. Let them do God how they want to do God. Provided, of course, he's there. The goal of this command is love. What's your particular problem that God is asking you to sort out? There must be one. Unless you say, no, I'm with Matt Damon. I live on planet Mars. I haven't got any problems other than the atmosphere and the food. And getting back to mummy, it's a long way. Whatever the issue is, the goal of this command is, this is what God's asking you to do, sort it out. Everyone here has something. You won't be serving yourself, you won't be serving your children unless that issue is looked at. Chat about it, pray about it, seek the scriptures. The goal of this command is love. If this is what we're being asked to do by God, what then is he wonderfully giving us to help us along our way? It's the scriptures. And so the very famous verse, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. You can remember it because it's similar to John 3:16. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Notice it's every portion of Scripture. Everything is God-breathed. Oh, to have a wonderful breath of fresh air, or to stand in Waitrose or wherever else you go to cool off with the heat of the day. But God breathes through every part of Scripture. The tragedy is it's not read or reflected on. But it's useful for life. Without that, you might as well be living on Mars, not be able to breathe, no spiritual food, and you'll be equipped for life. Notice Paul says to Timothy how from infancy you've known the Scriptures. How tragic that children grow up in life without any form of Scripture or teaching for them. Paul has another line as to how this scripture is a blessing to them. 2 Timothy chapter 2:15. I will conclude with this. 2 Timothy chapter 2:15, verse 15. Be someone who correctly handles the word of truth. That's the Bible. So first of all, you've got to have it in your hand. You've got to read it. You've got to reflect on it for your sake. And Paul says, do your best to present yourself to God as someone who correctly handles the scripture. I was just waiting with bated breath to see what dear Boris would do to the Queen. Now, will he just for a moment comb his hair? Will he just look as if, you are going to speak to Her Majesty, the Queen? By all means, bow. By all means, say, yes, I've made it, I'm Prime Minister. But for goodness sake, this is the Queen. This is Her Majesty of the whole Commonwealth. Comb your hair, pal. You know, you look like a glorified golden loo brush. Let's just take him and go and clean that out. No, couldn't he be bothered to present himself to the Queen with a combed hair? Oh, dear. I've done my best this morning for you. You are living your life before the King of Kings, the one who made Mars, all the animals in the zoo. He's your king. He's your God. And he's asking for you not just to comb your hair, but to present yourself to God as someone who correctly handles the Bible, the word of truth. This is God's gift to you. Read it. Let it equip and bless your life. We have a song to sing, then we'll pray, and we might have some time to pray for each other. By all means, thanks for laughing at Boris. But the scripture's there, and God is there. Now's your chance to find how good God is, even as we sing.